Representative Seabrook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could get back to Senator Savage's question, I think I can, Senator, I think I can help you with that. In the summer 2008 Sierra Club newsletter, the quote from page 2, the Sierra Club supported this agreement because we have the opportunity to save 600 acres now and still be free to oppose any unacceptable development on the island's other 340 acres in the future. So I think your fears are probably well-founded.
I might say, if I can, before I invite Representative Fisher, that having been a party to some of the discussions in this joint use plan, that the conservation communities that were represented, and I know I'm leaving some out of it, I apologize for doing that, but there was the Sierra Club, I think it's the Islesboro Land Trust, and Maine Audubon, and then, of course, Maine Coast Heritage Trust, which is the holder of the easement. They have been at the table, and they have worked in very good faith, I believe, and have had to compromise some of their positions in an effort to recognize that this agreement, should it go into effect, would conserve 600 acres of land that heretofore wasn't conserved. I believe it's calculated at almost 4 miles of shoreline that wasn't conserved. They recognize the value of that. They certainly, in their heart of hearts, I suspect, oppose some kind of development, the part that we're looking at from this Transportation Committee. But in those two juxtaposed ideas, they have come to consensus. That doesn't mean that members who weren't at the table aren't going to oppose this. And I hope it means that members who were at the table aren't going to oppose it, but I have no assurances. And that, Representative Siebert, is just the answer that Senator Savage brought up. I noted this morning coming into this committee room that there is a coffin standing by our door. Now, last time I saw that, I thought it was buried. Apparently, it's been dug up and dragged out and being displayed again and again whenever it's convenient. But it's that kind of sentiment that goes to the core of what we are having to wrestle with here today. And that is, are we speaking and are we negotiating in good faith with people who are negotiating in good faith for the overall good of the state of Maine, all interests of the state of Maine, recreational, conservation, education,